like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Carolyn Bruck, and you're listening to It's Movie Time.
Carolyn, let's take a break from all these contemporary movies that we do every week and look at one of the greatest movies ever made. And I don't mean Citizen Kane.
You don't. You mean Chinatown. That's one we can agree on, John. Why? Why do you love the movie?
I love it because of Roman Polanski, because he's such a rogue. No.
Oh, please.
I love it because it is so classically made. It is so beautifully constructed, edited, photographed, and acted that there's barely a part of this movie that you couldn't take and look at, for instance, as a film student and learn from it.
The bottom line is this is the, if there is such a thing, this is the perfect screenplay.
Boy, yes.
Robert Town.
And this partly because you're from L.A., you had something also because we're talking.
Such a connection to this, yeah, with the water. And I think what an interesting way to tell a story. If someone were to tell you, you got to see this movie, it's really great, it's about water.
Yeah.
You would think that sounds boring.
At their peak, Roman Polanski, Jack Nicholson, no better looking, no better acting.
Faye Dunaway. This really captures an era, exactly the history of Los Angeles. You know, you can see Los Angeles today, there is an issue with water.
Of course, as background, it involved a scam to try to divert water from L.A., dry up, and then resell, and then bring water back.
Right, and I think this is a classic example of different styles of writing. Either you show or you tell. Showing is so powerful. Telling is cheap, right? But showing and letting your audience find out for themselves. So we are along with Jake on this journey of trying to find out what is going on. All of these characters are so beautifully woven, and the mystery and the thriller and the psychological aspect of it. It's just great.
It begins in the old film noir tradition. And you look at Nicholson as a private eye and you say, okay, here we are. We're back in Dashiell Hammett again here. And Raymond Chandler. And all of a sudden you realize he has depth, caring, as well as being the usual snide, snarky kind of...
I mean, and good looking.
But he looks great
with his nose all busted.
Through most of the film, we're looking at this consummately handsome man with tape around his nose. It's so annoying. Polanski telling you this guy's been a little bit too nosy. Being reminded of the complexity of the very title itself of Chinatown. A morass of ill deeds. On the last line is one of the most famous lines.
Forget it, Jake. It's Chinatown.
It's Chinatown. That's all you need to know. I believe that's the last line. Robert Town fought with Roman Polanski about the ending of this film, which is a really bleak, dark ending. Polanski won out, and afterwards, Town said he was right.
This film is so great because it exposes people for who they are. And it allows you, through really great symbols, I mean, it allows you to find out the mystery, to unravel the mystery. Water, obviously, is a huge symbol used in
broken
this movie.
Eyeglasses.
Right. The salt water.
Salt.
The sweat, when you see the beads of sweat. It always is signifying something is happening.
Yes.
I wish every movie was like Chinatown.
Jake Giddes, of course, one of the characters in Citizen Kane, which I mentioned at the beginning of our show.
You love this movie.
Was Geddes. It was homage to Citizen Kane and the scene in the Public Works Auditorium.
Right.
He is taken right out of Citizen Kane with Charles Foster Kane and his great speech. Connections here that Roman Polanski is making. And he even puts himself in as the hood who cuts Jack Nicholson's nose.
And this is just a little fun fact. This is the last movie he made in the United States. The scenery is just beautiful. You go to Catalina, then you go into the central California with the orange groves. And of course, you see L.A. and Hollywood.
Back to one of the points that you made. This movie is so interesting because almost every shot is from the point of view of our detective.
Try to look at it from the perspective of someone who was going to review a movie or someone who was going to dissect a script and see that every single line that is said, every glance, every look, every or pause is done on purpose.
I love your enthusiasm for this, and you haven't even mentioned the terrific music. Haunting saxophone, so typical of film noir.
It's great.
Yeah. See it. Chinatown. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Bruck. Listen to the shows and read reviews. Go online, wcbe.org. Let's